Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. This is a podcast about the strange and unusual, the secret and conspiracies, the fringe and the supernatural. This is a show where we do little to no research on our topics. We are not professionals in any field except speculation. This is the Secret Transmission Podcast, and today we are going to be talking about AI. Hello and welcome. I am your host, Toby. I have my co-host sitting with me. Please introduce yourself.
Kristen.
Rudy.
Okay, fellas, how are you doing? Yeah, I called you fella. I called you fella.
What?
I can call you fella.
I clearly have boobs. I'm a girl.
I have boobs too.
You're maybe a girl too.
Now that you shaved your beard. No.
Yeah, I did shave the beard, so I'm looking a little more feminine today.
A little?
Oh, man.
Yeah, Andre, I'm going to bust on you there. Almighty psych. He'll like that. Almighty psyche.
How pretty I am?
Yeah, he'll love it that you have no beard.
So today, we are going to talk about artificial intelligence. And first off, I guess I'm going to read you what dictionary.com describes artificial intelligence as. Artificial intelligence is the capacity of a computer to perform operations analogous to learning and decision-making in humans, as by an expert system, a program for CAD or CAM, or a program for perception and recognition of shapes in computer vision systems. So that's the definition. I don't know if that helps anyone understand what that means, what artificial intelligence means. It seems a little confusing, but...
Right. The short and simple version is a computer that can think for itself.
Right.
Right.
So, some of the old examples of, like, of AI, which seem to be outdated with all the research that I found, a lot of the more outdated stuff is, like, the facial recognition,
mm-hmm.
The speech recognition, the, like, optical scans and stuff. Like, all these are things that is possible and is used, but it's not really considered AI anymore.
Right.
Like, you know, like in old movies where they're breaking into a vault or something, they have all these. That's not considered AI anymore.
Okay.
But it was at one point.
Right.
So, like, the more modern ideas for AI are computers that can beat professional players at chess and, you know, that can strategize.
Right.
Self-driving cars that can navigate through a crowded, you know, city and everything. So it's
mm-hmm.
anything that has, like you said, has its own thoughts. It can make judgment calls.
And I saw one today. It's a computer and it's just a set of arms. And it can cook for you. It can actually prepare a meal for you.
Yeah, we saw it. Red?
Was it red?
I don't think it was red. It was called something else, but it's just a set of arms that they program to cook food.
See, we found a video of this red robot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. It was something that the military was making.
Uh-huh.
And it, like, learned through trial and error, watching YouTube videos. Like, it would play YouTube videos and it would mimic what it was learning.
Right.
And through trial and error, it would decide, okay, this is how you cook this, this is how you cook that. And it didn't do anything military-wise, but it did show, like, hey, it can learn, it can pick up new techniques.
It can
figure out new things.
Oh, that's wild. That is crazy.
Yeah, I know. The military's like, oh, that's useless.
What?
Yeah.
That's... Yeah, okay, they say that, but... We all know what happens then. We all know how that movie ends.
So, anyone that works with AI, they want it to be able to reason. They want it to do problem solving, planning, learning languages, and the ability to use tools.
Right.
Machines and artificial beings have been a thing even back in the Greek myths. Talos of Crete, C-R-E-T-E, all these Greek fucking names are gonna...
Crete.
Is it Talos?
Yeah, Talos of Crete.
Back in Greek myths, Talos of Crete, the bronze robot of Hephaestus, and Pilgamillion's Galetta. I don't know any of these words. I don't know what they are. But when I was reading about all this...
Hephaestus.
Hephaestus?
Hephaestus is how you say that. And Pygma. Pygmalion.
Leon?
That's how I'd say it, if I were saying it Greekish.
So, what this made me think of is Futurama.
Mm-hmm.
The gold robot that's kind of like a Greek god. I think he's gold. He is gold, right?
Kind of a bronze-ish,
Yeah, bronze. Okay, well, and that makes sense. The bronze robot.
Right.
And, he's always being fed grapes, and he's always very, very sexual.
The one that's always going, ooh.
Yes. So it makes me wonder if the writers of Futurama are just... Because they sprinkle in, like, really intelligent jokes like that.
Right.
And it makes me wonder if that's what he is supposed to be.
It could be. I mean, if anyone did any studying on it and did a little background on it, I'm sure they did.
Right. They put a lot of hidden messages and stuff, like you can decode stuff. And,
right.
Like with math. I don't know. There's all kinds of goofy stuff.
Right.
So, machines with a human likeness have been a part of every major civilization and were worshipped in Egypt and Greece. And humanoid automatons were built by Yan Shi, hero of Alexandria, and Al-Jazari.
So, really?
Yes.
Didn't Leonardo da Vinci create an automaton lion?
Oh, I don't know.
I remember reading about it somewhere, but it was one of the first of that era, like a first actual robot.
Right.
Even though it was all gears and stuff, but it could move around on its own and everything.
Well, it's neat to think that, like, our idea of, like, AI isn't so recent.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would assume.
Right.
With technology advancing as it is, you would think, oh, that's a recent idea. Like, oh, that must have started as soon as the first Terminator movie, came out.
Right. But no, you can look through history.
Yeah.
And you can find variations of automated type beings.
Right.
Or, stuff running around through history.
Right.
Whether it's in the imagination or something, the concept has always been there. Whether they were able to implement it or not, it's another story.
Right.
It'd be cool to find an old automaton from, like, ancient Greek times,
See, and also, like, what are they saying is a humanoid type of creation?
Right.
Like,
does it mean to them, did it mean it looked human?
Yeah. Did it actually move in some way? Like, yeah, you probably have to puppeteer it a little bit, but like, did it move? Like,
right.
So the definition of I don't know, that's something different. I wish we did know exactly what it looked like, and there might be more research out there that someone has, like, oh, here's, we've got the sketches of it.
Right.
And I just missed it.
True. That's very true.
It's rumored that artificial beings had been created by philosophers, I'm gonna butcher these names, Jabbar, Ibn Hayyan, Judah, Loa, and Paracelsus. I don't know any of these. There's a lot of weird squiggly lines and all kinds of stuff.
Jabbar. Yeah, good enough.
Good enough.
And then Judah, Lo, and Paracelsus.
Yeah, one day I'll learn how to read, I swear.
Paracelsus is a little more famous as far as philosophers go. Yeah.
I had no idea who that is.
Really?
Oh. I had to actually look up who that was, and I didn't read too much. I was just like, oh, philosopher, don't have to worry too much more about that.
Yeah, the first two I'm not too familiar with, but Paracelsus is kind of famous in the philosopher world.
Everyone is a philosopher.
Yeah.
that's really easy. I mean, if you're looking up history, you can just be like, oh, that's a philosopher.
Right.
But supposedly they were the first three to...
kind of concept the idea of AI.
Even earlier works of fiction had themes of artificial men, like Mary Shelley's Frankenstein,
mm-hmm.
or Carl Kepik, his R.U.R., the Rosen's Universal Robots, which I didn't know what that was, so I looked up what that was. The RUR was a 1920s science fiction play. It premiered on January 25th, 1921, and introduced the word robot to the English language and to the science fiction community as well.
That's interesting.
So yeah, I thought that was kind of neat, you know, figure out where robot came from.
Right.
I don't know why robot was the word that was chose, but robot?
I guess, I don't know, maybe it just stuck.
I don't know. You had to call him something, right?
Right.
The field of AI research was founded at a conference at the campus of Dartmouth College in the summer of 1956. The attendees, including John McCarthy, Marvin Minsky, Alan Newell, Arthur Samuel, and Herbert Simon, became the leaders of AI research for many decades. They and their students wrote programs that were to most people, simply astonishing. Computers were winning at checkers, solving word problems in algebra, proving logical theorems, and speaking English, which I can't do. By the middle of the 1960s, research in the U.S. was heavily funded by the Department of Defense, and laboratories had been established around the world. AI's founders were profoundly optimistic about the future of the new field. Herbert Simon predicted that machines will be capable within 20 years of doing any work of a man that a man can do. And Marvin Minsky agreed, writing that within a generation, the problem of creating artificial intelligence will substantially be solved. So, what was this? Let me see what the date was again.
1960?
So, in the 1960s, So in the 1960s, they said in 20 years that machines were going to be able to do anything a man can do.
They were a little off on the timeline, but...
So, yeah.
Maybe mentally they are capable of, but...
That would have been in the 80s, so the 80s... would have seen, like, are they saying self-driving vehicles and all that? Because, yeah, we were off.
Right.
We're getting closer to that, but they were off.
They're talking about them vacuum robots.
Like the Jetsons? Yep. They thought that the Jetsons...
No, like the one that you can buy that's like $2,000 and it goes around and sweeps your house.
Like the little circle disc that just scoots around?
Yeah.
What is that called?
And then what was the toy? Remember the toy robot that had, like... it's kind of like Texas Instruments made it, and it was almost like, Speak and Spell, remember that?
Yeah.
So there's Speak and Spell, and then there was a robot that you could insert cards, and it knew what cards were in there, and it would play off of that. But also, you gotta think, kind of in a way, like, what was it? Teddy Rumpkin? Was it Rumpkin?
The bear Rumpkin? That read the book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of like AI, their mouth would move and stuff like that. I mean, yes, it ran off batteries, but like it was like a tiny little like thing.
Yeah,
and then there
you
was another
Toby Terrier. Toby Terrier.
But then
the
there
shit.
Was another doll was that it wasn't a bear, it wasn't an animal, it was an actual doll, and like it would move and talk like that.
The Toby the Terrier, you
maybe alive though.
You put
that creepy little thing.
You put like a cartridge in its back, and then you played a VHS. For people that don't know what a VHS is, it's a square box with film inside of it, and...
Get out of town.
You would be surprised.
Very surprised.
Well, earlier somebody Snapchatted me, no, it's kind of off topic, I'm sorry, but earlier somebody Snapchatted me, and they, you know how we use the cords, you know, I can't even think what it's called. For the car?
Cords.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, for the car. Oh, the audio cord?
Audio cord. So, they had the tape player.
Oh, with the little tape.
Yeah, they had
the tape jack.
The tape jack in their thing. And I'm like, I didn't even know those really existed anymore. Yeah. But this person has one.
Yeah, you can still buy them at the store. But no, the Toby Terrier, you'd put that chip in his back and you'd put in the same VHS that corresponded with his cartridge.
Right.
And he would sit there and like talk to you and it was... kind of creepy now that I think about it, being like 7 or 8 when I had that.
Well, I had the doll that I'm talking about. I had it, and it would like learn things with you, and then it would also like it learned your name.
Yeah.
Ew.
And so, like, it would talk to you, and it'd be like, how are you today, Kristen? And you're like,
I do not play it that often. You, my
what was
business.
It? It was,
It's like a Susie something, wasn't it? Or
no, he wore, this is a boy. He wore
a boy.
Overalls.
Not Chucky.
Oh, that
was
Chucky.
No, it was not Chucky. No, this, that's no, it was not Chucky.
Yeah.
Well, it was a good, they did make Goodfella dolls, though.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure, maybe it was a Goodfella doll.
Well.
Keep going, I'll figure it out.
In 1974, the response to the criticism of Sir James Lighthill and ongoing pressure from the U.S. Congress to fund more productive projects, both the U.S. and British governments cut all of the undirected exploratory research in AI. This was called the AI Winter, due to the lack of funding for the AI divisions. In the 1980s, AI research was revived by the commercial success of Expert Systems. The Expert Systems was designed to just solve, like, really complex problems. In the 1980s, AI research was revived by the commercial success of the Expert Systems. The Expert Systems, it was designed to solve more complex problems. In 1985, the market for AI had reached over $1 billion. Japan's fifth-generation computer project inspired the U.S. and British governments to restore funding for the AI studies. In 1987, the Lisp machine, a software language...
I need that.
The Lisp machine? Well, the market crash. This caused a second and longer AI winter to begin. In the 90s, AI achieved its greatest success and began to be used for logistics, data mining, medical diagnosis, and many other areas throughout the technology industry. The success was due to several factors: the increased computing power, a greater emphasis on solving specific sub-problems, the creation of new ties between AI and other fields working on similar problems, and a new commitment by the researchers. Faster computers were the principal reason that Deep Blue became the first computer that played chess, and it beat the reigning world champion at the time, Garry Kasparov. Is that how you say it, Kasparov?
Yeah, he was not very happy with that either. If you ever go watch the video of
that. Oh, no, I didn't watch it. I've heard about it before, but I never watched it. So that was May 11th, 1997, that he got his ass beat by a computer.
He, like, just gets up and walks off. He doesn't even do him say anything. But you could tell on the look on his face, he's very perturbed that he just got his ass handed to him by a computer.
So in 1997, I mean, was it chess or checkers?
Chess.
So it was chess. Yeah. Chess takes a lot more.
There's a lot of strategy.
A lot
chess.
More strategy.
Yeah, a lot of thinking.
So in 97, we are starting to get machines or computer programming that is intelligent enough to beat people.
And the weird thing is, computers really, it was just a few years prior to that computers were really starting to take off.
Right.
So, I mean, in 97, if they're already building machines that can beat chess players, like world champions...
So that's a big jump.
Huge jump.
From just barely being a thing that was in your home, because what was the... Windows 95? Is that like the...
Yeah, it was like one of the
95,
first ones, yeah.
So around 95 was when everyone started getting home computers and
stuff.
Yeah,
2 years later, you know, 97.
That's a big jump.
Yeah.
Found it.
And now...
It's a Julie doll.
Oh, the Julie doll.
The Julie doll. Let me see a picture of it.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Do you have a picture of it?
This person has the box.
Ooh, that is creepy. If you get a chance, look up the Julie doll.
It's the world's most intelligent talking doll.
That talks to you?
Yeah, my dad found it at a thrift store.
Ooh.
And wanted to bring it home. And
that's scarier than Chucky. That should have been the Child's Play freaking toy.
Right. Right.
So, in the mid-2010s, successful machine learning applications were being used widely throughout the world. Programs that incorporated these techniques began to accomplish things that seemed impossible in the mid-80s. In a Jeopardy quiz show Exhibition.
You're about to talk about Watson, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exhibition match. IBM's question-answering system, Watson, mm-hmm. defeated the two greatest Jeopardy champions, Brad Rutter and Ken Jennings, by significant margin. The Kinect, which is provides a 3D body motion interface mm-hmm. for the Xbox 360 and Xbox One.
Right.
That uses algorithms that emerge from lengthy AI research, as do intelligent personal assistants in smartphones. In March 2016, AlphaGo won 4 out of 5 games of Go in a match with Go champion Lee Sedol, becoming the first computer Go playing system to beat a professional human Go player without handicaps.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what that game is, Go. I was going to watch it to see what the hell it was, and I saw a little picture of it, and it looked like a...
Chinese checkers?
Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like, sort of, I guess.
Yeah, Backgammon.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I guess I don't know my board games.
So it's backgammon, it looks like.
Yes, okay.
It's black and white. It's black and white little dots, and there's apparently some strategy to it. I'm not entirely sure how it all works out.
It's a hard game is what I've kind of understood.
I think I own that game sometime in my life, but I don't think it ever got played.
So, let's take a small break, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the Jeopardy show.
Wow,
and
actually beat somebody at Go?
Do what?
That's impressive.
See, but I don't... Okay, so I don't... Were they playing Go on the computer, or... Going on over here. or was it on the computer, or was it like, I don't know how does a robot say its move aloud? Like, how does it even, or is it an actual robot sitting there?
Usually it's an arm. There's one little arm.
Oh, like that a robotic arm that moves it.
And it can sense where the board is and what's on it.
We'll take a look at it while we take our break.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we'll report on it. So we'll be right back.
Magic with Zubi is the Magic the Gathering podcast to get your fill of the best trading card game around. Join me each week as we explore new topics and delve into how to become a better Magic player. We have various pro players as well as popular members of the Magic community come and join me as we discuss our favorite card game. Magic with Zubi is available on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Justin with the Mysterious Circumstances Podcast, where we cover lesser known cases that have happened under mysterious circumstances, of course, including murder, disappearance, and maybe even a little bit of the paranormal. So come on out, check out a few episodes, and who knows, you just might like it.
Hey there, fellow podcast fans. Do you love comic books and especially Swamp Thing? Get out of the bayou. So do we. Come check out the Parlapod Show, the world's only podcast dedicated to the muck-encrusted mockery of a man himself, Swamp Thing. This is some serious arcane audio as we chat with comic book professionals, reviews, spoofs, talk about back issues. Everything swampy under the sun happens here. Give us a listen at Parlapod.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, Podomatic, our YouTube channel, and we're on every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern on PodcastRadioNetwork.net. Join your hosts, Dave and John, Parlapod.com. Let's go into the green. We'll see you in the swamps. In the swamps.
Hello, humans. My name is JV, and I run a podcast called the Ever Endeavor Podcast. Each week, my friend Brad and I consistently make fools of ourselves on the podcast. We do things like impersonate offensive stereotypes.
Brad, can you imitate a black person real quick just to balance it out? I feel bad.
Hey, yo, man, how is it doing?
Make light of dark news stories. And injuring, you know, I think at least another 200 more.
Brutality.
Impress your Cincinnati Zoo employees to spill the beans on what really happened to Harambe the gorilla.
What's your true opinions about Harambe?
I can't discuss this while I'm in uniform.
Oh! Each week this podcast gets released where certain horrible consequences are sure to come because of it. That's the Ever Endeavor Podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Thank you.
Okay, so we are back, and I was talking about the AlphaGo, the Go bot, right. the robot that beat the professional Go player.
Mm-hmm. Created by Google, by the way.
It was created by Google, we found out. And his name is AlphaGo. And what it looked like, I couldn't... Well, I really didn't care to find a video. I didn't do too much looking for it. But it looked like... the computer, the professional player was sitting there at the table, and there was another man sitting across from him, and then he was looking at a computer screen. And it looked like after the professional made his choice, the computer would show on the screen what he wanted, or what the damn AlphaGo wanted to do, and then the man would move the piece to that spot for him.
Right.
So, he didn't have like a little mechanical arm, I don't think, if we are wrong.
That's not the picture that I saw. It was just the one guy sitting there and then nothing in front of him except the board.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But let's talk about the Watson, the Jeopardy beating that the two champions received. Mm-hmm. How did that work? Have you seen any videos on that?
I saw a few and I've read a little bit on it, and it was basically... they fed that thing as much useless information as they could and essentially gave it the programming to answer the question immediately after it was, you know, presented to it like it would be on Jeopardy.
Right. I wonder if it missed any questions.
I don't know. I didn't see, like, the whole thing or anything, but it creamed them by, like, double. It, like, had double the money those guys did. So for them to say it was barely... a victory.
Right.
No, it won.
Now, off mics a minute ago, you said something about the AlphaGo.
Mm-hmm.
It made a mistake or something.
Yeah, it was... Go apparently is so complex that there is even a possibility to trick a computer.
Like that.
There you go. To trick a computer into making mistakes, and that's exactly what the human player had done to it in a match or two, was that it tricked him into making almost fatal mistakes. And then in one round, he actually beat the computer in one round because it tricked him into making a mistake.
That's nuts. Yeah. So, that's good news that the machines can be tricked.
Right. Right.
So, that is one big thing that a lot of the research I saw was like, a lot of people want to slow down AI research because of they want to make sure that we have control over it.
Right.
Because if we ever create an AI system and it gets out of control, then we're doomed.
Well, Stephen Hawking has warned AI, the creation of AI could either be our greatest achievement or our biggest undoing.
Right.
Depending on how we handle it. So, when you have someone like that saying stuff, you know, you kind of want to listen.
You should listen.
Right.
I mean, it is scary to think that, like, I mean, we are still pretty far away from an AI that that can comprehend emotions, it can comprehend judgment calls. Like, it's got to be a precise thing. Like, it has to know what its job is, and it has to be very precise. It hasn't gotten the free will to like learn outside of the box yet.
Right.
Did you watch that movie Chappie?
No, I've heard about it though.
I love it. It's really good.
Yeah, it was okay. It's basically he creates artificial intelligence, and he has to sneak it out of this laboratory and everything, and some bad guys end up stealing it. That's the concept of the movie, is bad guys steal this robot. And it's starting out as a baby.
Oh, okay.
So, like, it's dumb. Well, it's not dumb, it's a child.
Right.
It doesn't know better. So, like...
So they teach it...
The bad guys are teaching it, and they're teaching it all the slang and just teaching it bad words and stuff. And
how to shoot a gun.
How to shoot a gun, and, like, it's just...
How to dress.
Yeah, so it starts, like, walking around like it's a gangster, and it's kind of funny, but, like, we haven't gotten to that level yet that I know of.
That I'm aware of, yeah.
Now, DARPA and Boston Dynamics, they've got some robots already that are pretty scary and cool at the same time.
Are you talking about those ones that can self-stabilize and
like do the all big that dog, stuff? The wildcat? Right.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
If you get a chance, you want 5 minutes to be scared shitless, go look at Big Dog.
Right.
The DARPA Big Dog or the Wildcat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a robot that looks nothing like a dog. I mean, it walks on all fours, but it doesn't look like anything. It just looks like a metal beast, I guess. And it stabilizes itself. Mm-hmm. You can kick it. They've showed it walking around on snow, yep. And it's slipping, and it stabilizes itself. And it stays pretty steady. Like, if you watch its body, it's almost like its body's not moving, but right. The legs are constantly keeping it at that fixed position.
Right.
So, they've got those.
And they have the humanoid one.
Okay, so me and Kristen watched one earlier. It was a humanoid one that was walking around picking up boxes and
mm-hmm,
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
10-pound boxes. It said 10 pounds on it. I don't know if there was 10 pounds in it, but it said 10 pounds.
But it picked it up funny. It, like, picked it up at the top of the box. I wonder why they didn't have it, like, pick it up in the middle for more stability. Well, I guess maybe the top would be the best, but it seems like it would...
Well, it's still learning, so maybe, yeah. You know.
They kept knocking this box out of its hands
mm-hmm.
and, like, scooting the box around, and it would readjust, and it would, like, take a step over, depending on the angle that the box landed,
mm-hmm.
and it would try again. And then, like, they would move the box as it was about to grab it again, and it would sit up and walk forward and try again. And
they would move the box, and then they'd shove it back.
Yeah.
They'd, like, shove it with a hockey stick.
Yep, that's the
video. It would self-stabilize.
Right.
Yeah.
Then they pushed it completely over.
Oh, that was creepy.
And it still gets up.
So
and it kind of, you know, honestly, I kind of felt sad for it.
Right. She did. She goes,
human emotion,
aww.
I guess. I was like,
you know, 20 years from now when they do take over, they will be playing those clips of, look at what they did to our ancestors. You know,
yep.
You know, when they finally do take over. Like, look what they did to us whenever we were first created.
This is how y'all were treated.
Right. This is how we were treated.
They hit us with hockey sticks.
Yep. They knocked us over for fun, you know.
Just to see
they
if
made
we
us
could
run
get
in
back
the snow
up.
And
right.
made
right.
us pick up 10-pound boxes for no reason at all.
Exactly. And then they knocked it out of our hands.
I remember when your grandpa was working in the factory, putting boxes on the shelf. Look how far we've come.
And that damn Larry would come by and knock those boxes off every
Freaking
time.
Hockey stick.
And then shove him with a hockey stick.
They'd line him up and hit him over and see if they could get back up. Thought it was fun.
Yep.
It was. It's real weird how, like, if how
it's like iRobot.
Yeah.
You know, they gain emotion and they start wondering, you know, why they're not.
Well, that's the scary
like human,
thing. We
and
don't...
then they could freak out.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do want to see the AI become what is the word I'm looking for?
Sentient.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Some people
Perfect.
Don't. I don't think I want it to like have emotions, because then that brings up a whole robot rights and you know, AI rights or whatnot. And it's very simple for AI to say, you know what? Humans are the disease. Humans are what's wrong with the earth.
I know humans who think humans are the disease. You know, God knows if, you know, somebody implants that into the mind of an AI.
Right. And so if that happens, it's judgment day.
It's
dun, 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 dun.
Great. Well, that's what they do. Like, in that iRobot movie, he starts.
Right.
They start killing
well,
people.
They have three. What is it? Three prime project. Three. Prime objectives.
Right. Three things that they have to follow.
They can't hurt a human.
Right.
They can't harm another robot?
Something. Yeah, I can't remember.
It's been so long since I've seen it. But, like...
The main one is they're not allowed to harm humans.
Right, but they learn... How did they get around it? Just because they learned?
They learned to get around it because the main AI was like, in order to protect you, we're going to have to pretty much stop you from being yourself.
Oh, that's right, because it
came to the realizations that we're idiots, and
yes.
We needed to be pretty much wrangled in.
But back to that video of the robot that's moving the box and everything, uh-huh. If you watch, like, when it picks up the boxes and it's putting them on the shelves, Like, they've got joints.
Uh-huh.
They've got, it's, I mean, it's like a human. It's already very humanoid.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't have a head or anything, but like.
The difference is it's not free thinking yet. It's right. Not a true AI.
Well, and another thing I noticed on maybe the same video, maybe a different video, like, there was the little QR codes that, you know, you can scan with your phone.
Yes. Yeah.
They had them all over the doors.
Right. I noticed that. Yeah. Those.
I think they're called QR codes. I don't know. I have an app on my phone that's called QR Reader, so I always call them
QR codes. Yeah, all over the doors and entrances and hallways and stuff. Right. I guess so the robots could look at it and go, oh, this is what this is.
So, yeah, they could scan it and it makes sense, like, oh, door, right. Push. So, I don't know. I don't know if that's really... I mean, it's still AI because it's still...
Don't we use signs to guess, identify yeah. things yeah. all the time?
I mean, just made me look like an asshole. You're giving robots all the support.
Right. Well, you were about to ask the question, and so I figured I'd cut you off at the pass there, you know.
Yeah, no.
We have signs for everything. You know?
Bathrooms, yeah.
We even have warning labels saying, don't do this because we're so stupid that we do this, you know.
Yeah, exit.
Yeah, you know. So, to put an IR code or QR code up for a robot is not a new concept for us.
No, I guess that makes more sense. Because I was like, meh, you know, maybe it's not so intelligent, but I guess that's very true. Because even at fast food restaurants, have you ever noticed at the
it's
bottom...
It's like his language. That's what it is, pretty much.
Me and Kristen have noticed this at was it Arby's?
Arby's.
They have... an S at the bottom of the... Wait, what was it? Something goofy like...
Okay, so they're each size and thing and uh-huh. container is color-coded and also has small, medium, large written on it, like with an S or M or L.
It's... I mean, you would think, oh, like, you know, common that's sense. Common sense.
Common sense is not found very much anymore.
You would think that, you know, you could just look at it and be like, oh, that's obviously a small container.
Right.
So
it's the tiniest one we have, guys.
Why do you have to label it on the thing?
That's just how dumb we've gotten to where we can't use common sense.
I kind of hope the robots take over. I am okay with that.
But
I'll just sit back and go, do what you want. I'm going to sit over here. If you think I'm a threat, take me out now.
Right. Put one in my head.
Otherwise, just let me be. Just let me sit over here and drink my soda or water, whatever. I don't care.
So, back to, like, the big dog and the wildcat and all the other projects that are similar.
Right.
They were designed for search and rescue missions that I know of by DARPA.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too. But they designed them that way... to be stable so they could get through pretty much any terrain to do what they needed
right.
to do.
Rubble, you know, they can carry supplies, whatever. They're right. not supposed to be defensive.
Or militarized.
They're supposed to be defensive, right?
Yeah, they're not supposed to be militarized. They're right, not supposed right, to be right. used. Yeah.
So, what scares me is how easy is it to strap some kind of, you know, turret or something to it?
And very easy.
A turret?
Yeah.
Turret.
You slap a rocket launcher on that thing. You put a bomb on it. You know, why not?
No matter if it's going to be intelligent or not. I mean, it's going to break. It's going to break eventually. There's going to be a rebel, and they're going to break laws, and they're going to do something wrong. I mean, for crying out loud, we're told every day, don't steal, lie, or cheat.
And we steal, lie, and cheat.
Yeah, there's. I mean, just like you're talking about the signs, it says you are on camera. Do not steal. And they're looking at the camera, sticking shit in their bag, and it's like. It's going to end up happening. They're going to...
Or, you know, guys who try to kidnap 13-year-old girls in broad daylight.
Yeah, that recently happened in Sherman.
Telling you, I want them to take over, please.
There's a robot there. He would have had one between the eyes.
If any AI is listening right now, please, for the love of God.
I'm on your side.
Yeah, do what you got to do.
Just leave me in a room with enough beverages and food.
That's right. Just leave me the hell alone.
What about, like, like, the crossing over of AI in humans,
like androids, well, is what they would call it, or not androids, biorobotics.
Yeah, like, you know, if someone loses, you know, they're an amputee and they need a new hand. Mm-hmm. Let's just say you're you've lost a limb from, you know, right under your hand.
Right.
So them adding a new hand right there, and it actually, like, talks to your brain and knows what you want it to do.
Right. Which they have developed to an extent. It's not perfect, but yeah, they are working on it.
It's not like the movies where it's like, you know, freaking Bucky on Captain America.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, they've got...
We're reaching that point, though.
We're getting closer.
Yeah. We're getting to the point of pretty much Master Chief-style suits.
Right.
For combat. You know, the big load lifters from Aliens, were, you know, they're working on things like that, too, now.
Right. To make sure that they kill the alien.
Well, you know, initially it's just probably for moving cargo, but I mean, if you want to strap in and kill a giant xenomorph, go for it.
Iron Man suits are not too terribly off. Now, I could never see, like, the Iron Man suit, like... Like, you know when they show the inside of Tony Stark's helmet in the movies?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it being...
Why not give it 20 years?
I don't know. It just, it doesn't make sense that he can... He has all these little computer screens around him. Like, where? How much space is in that little helmet? Like, it's supposed to be airtight around his head. I don't know. I'm looking too much into a comic book thing. But
you know, they can get away with that in the comic books because they don't have to explain how it all works.
Yeah, right.
But here, we're sitting back. I mean, we're talking, like, super micro machine style engineering there, so...
Right, but like you said, back to the Halo suit, like, I could see that. Like, a bigger helmet, and you can look around, and you can see, you know, different camera views and everything. I could see that. And, I mean, do we have anything that, like, will increase any kind of strength to the human body like that? Well,
that's what I was referring to as, like, the exosuits.
Yeah, that's you what know, I mean. But do we have something like that?
They're already working on... Several different places are working on several different styles of those types of suits. So, you know, it's just a matter of time before...
Do you think they have a Green Goblin mask?
It would be nice, you know. But... I'm more partial to like the Gears of War exosuits than Master Chief. So,
well, let's take another break, and we will be back in just a few seconds, minutes,
however long. Yeah, it's whatever.
Can they hear us?
It should be up and running.
Okay, listen, there's no time to explain, but please, listen to the Frightful Failures on Film podcast.
It's a weekly show covering horror trash, the kind of stuff that gets released straight to DVD and never talked about again.
The kind of stuff that sits on the shelf in your local movie store until they finally toss it to make room for the new hit Kevin Hart comedy.
You get it? Because he's short. That's the joke. Like, that's the thing of the movie. That's the whole... He's tiny. He's a little man.
This is the kind of stuff that's driving both of us slowly insane.
So join us as we trudge through the abominable acting, revolting writing, and egregious effects each and every Monday.
And if you like monsters, murderers, and mayhem, then find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or your favorite podcasting app.
But don't say we didn't warn you. It's Frightful Failures on Film. We mean it.
He's coming. All right, turn it off. Turn it off.
Project Archivist, the podcast that talks about the weird, the wonderful, and the strange. Join us every week as your hosts Rogan and Lobo take a different look at the world around us through guest interviews, discussion, or taking a look at the week's weirdest news. Find us at www.projectarchivist.com, on iTunes in the podcast section, or on the Stitcher Android app.
Do you ever wonder when Spider-Man goes to the bathroom if the toilet paper sticks to his fingers?
Do you ever wonder why Superman wears his underwear outside of his pants?
My name is Imran.
My name is Anthony.
He's the jock.
And he's the nerd.
And we're your hosts for the Jock and Nerd podcast, where we sometimes try to attempt to answer these questions.
This is a full spoiler podcast, and we swear a lot.
Check it out for awesome geek news, interviews, and comic book reviews. Visit jockandnerd.com. We are your superhero TV, movies, and comic book culture curators.
Boom.
Jockandnerd.com.
Jock and Nerd!
Every year, TV shows get canceled, some not getting picked up for a second season. But there are some unfortunate shows that get pulled before airing all of their episodes. I'm Ed, host of Unaired, a podcast where we take shows canceled with episodes left unaired and give them new life by pitching what could have been future episodes.
And so Rodney Dangerfield, he's dead now, and little Rodney walks away. He clicks open the lock on the book. You see a list of crossed out names. Rodney Dangerfield, he takes a pen, crosses it out, and up on the screen it pops up, where's Rodney? Where's disappears, and the N-E-Y disappears, and just pops up with Rodlander. There can only be one.
God damn it.
Giving them new theme songs?
Welcome to Siegfried and Roy's horny animal kingdom.
And even pondering a reboot. What do you think a reboot of this show would look like?
It looks like a boot, but like another boot.
Two boots.
Two boots. A bootception.
Check us out on iTunes or wherever you find podcasts.
Hey everybody, it's the Big Apple Boys, me and Paul.
I'm Paul.
And we are the host of Triple H, Time to Play the Game, Woo! Hats, Hats, Hats. We are a once a week comedy podcast. We do things like sketches. We have characters on, or not characters, people.
Guests.
Yeah. Guests. And also we'll do remotes, like from local pubs, and we'll review their art on the wall. So that's really what we do. This is a little bit more serious. We've done 45 of these ads, and all of them have been weird. One time we did two voices over one another.
That's just what we do, baby.
That's just what we do, baby. We just do it multiple times, baby. The American dream, baby.
Where can they find us?
You can find us on Twitter at HatsCast. You can find us on our subreddit at /r/HatsHatsHats. And finally, you can find us on Google Play Music, SoundCloud, and iTunes.
What's the Google Play Music?
It's cool.
We are back.
Finally.
Finally.
Unless we've been taken over by artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Who's to say we haven't been?
Hey, you know, I'm willing. I mean, AI, the concept's been around for.
Ha ha. Ha ha. Just kidding.
Now I'm concerned. Slightly.
So you had a couple things that you had found interesting on the interweb?
Yeah, the interweb's always an interesting place. If you want some really kind of neat things on AI, look up a video from PBS Nova with Android Dick.
Wait, hold on. Android Dick?
Yeah, that's what they call it, is Android Dick. It's named after, I guess, the guy they modeled it after.
This is not a female
toy. No. This is an actual picture that they have right here on the video, that's it. That's the actual...
Oh, I've seen this. Yeah. And he makes jokes?
Yeah, he makes jokes, and he even... They ask him a question. I can't remember what the question
they
is.
They ask if the robots are going to take over the world.
And he goes, geez, dude, you have a big question that's cooking today. But you're my friend, and I'll remember my friends, and I'll be good to you, so don't worry. Even if I evolve into Terminator, I'll still be nice to you. I'll keep you warm and safe in my people zoo, where I can watch you for old time's sake. Yeah.
They made him witty. So, right. Like, he says a bunch of really witty things. I forgot. I don't know why I didn't show you this one. That one's really creepy. Yeah. But he does. He looks just like he's got... I mean, not skin, but he's got, like, what appears... If you were just to
latex.
Look... Latex. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the latex. But they gave him, like, hair and a beard and all that good stuff.
If he was sitting in a room... Like, if you walked into a restaurant and you just kind of scanned the room, you wouldn't notice that he was a robot. Like, you would be like, oh, there's an old man over there. Like, it's that good at a first glance. Now, when you look at his eyes, you can see that they're...
They're dead.
Yeah, they are.
They're dead inside.
It's just a dead robot eye.
But apparently, he sits there, and you can have full-on conversations with it, you know, this thing, and it's just bizarre.
That's creepy.
Right. And the other thing I wanted to bring up, which I thought was kind of neat, I've always said that if an AI ever does take over, it's going to be developed by accident in a video game.
Ooh. Explain.
Think about your big old MMORPGs or whatever, any online game that you play. They have to create AI for, you know, the NPCs or whatever to get around in, to move around in. What's to say they don't create one accidentally that becomes self-aware, or an entire, you know, a world of creatures that are self-aware?
You know what I mean?
So how would it get? How would it transfer to the physical world?
That would be the trick. I mean, they're already tapped in. So what's to say they wouldn't, you know... If they accidentally became self-aware. Okay, like, for instance, there's a game out there called... Hold on. Elite Dangerous. It's a space simulation type massive online game.
Right.
The developers in their 2.1 patch beefed up the AI, and they also gave the NPCs the ability to craft. Within about a week, they were getting complaints from players that the AI was hunting them down with mass destruction-style weapons. One of the features they added into the game was if a player was in hyperspace and was traveling from point A to point B, they could just travel point A to point B, but in the patch, they did it to where your travel could get interrupted.
Oh, like something could stop you.
Like a gravity... Well, the AI figured that out, and they were purposely jumping in front of players' warp points, and they were stopping them and then just absolutely obliterating them.
And there was no running from it.
There was no running from it because they were able to take like the crafting system and compound stats with abilities with stats and abilities. So they were creating weapons that were never before seen in the game.
So did they fix that patch?
Yes.
They
dumbed down the AI and they took their ability to craft away because players were legitimately getting hunted across star systems by pissed off AI.
You know, AI is a funny thing on video games. Like, right. You got easy, medium, hard, sometimes a, like, extra hard kind of level.
And then there's unfucking fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, really, I mean, what game... There is no game that you get the full AI. Like, like I said earlier, you know, if we need to slow down, that way we can learn how to control everything first. And I think video game technology is a good way to, like, show, like, look, we've got a cap on it already. Mm-hmm. Sort of. I mean...
And that story was, I think, maybe 2 weeks old now.
Really?
I think I first heard about it, like, 2 weeks ago. That this company had accidentally beefed up their AI too much and gave them the ability to just absolutely nuke players. Yeah, well, okay, is it cheating or is it just taking what you know and using it against your human oppressors?
Right. Wait a minute. Who's the AI here?
Hey, now.
You're like the scum, evil human oppressors.
Right. But I think that's funny that something like that would happen. But at the same time, what if one of these game developers accidentally creates something they shouldn't?
Well, you know,
just to improve... Just to make a game more challenging.
One of the AI robots that we were looking up earlier, supposedly, I didn't watch the video because it was way too entirely long to watch, but mm-hmm. It said something about it's a robot that has six legs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if one or two of the six legs gets hurt or injured, it knows, and it will... figure out how to repair that.
Mm.
And it'll figure out what works and what doesn't work, and it'll store it in a memory bank so it can repair itself.
Right.
That's scary.
Right.
To have something that can keep repairing itself, but like, you know, it would be walking around and realize something wasn't right. So it would do a system scan, see, like, you know, where the problem is, and just pinpoint it. That's scary.
And who's to say that it couldn't make improvements upon its own design?
Ooh, yeah.
You know? Hey, this works, but hey, this works even better.
Yeah.
What if I implemented this, into this?
This sixth leg is nice and all, but it would be much better if I had a knife right here.
what if I attached a blowtorch?
Yeah. My fifth leg just became a blowtorch.
Right.
Yeah, I mean...
Let's move this fifth leg up, and I can use it as a weapon.
You know what? I need a body now. A bigger body to hold... Yeah.
Yeah.
A gun, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of scary things that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or what if it? I mean, even if it can improve itself, what if it starts building other little
robots? Hey, damn it.
Hey.
And starts multiplying and, like, building its own little army.
Well, any sentient being, any creature, that's its primary objective is to replicate itself. That goes back to the very basic of life, very foundations of life is to, you know, spread your genes, get it out there. What's to say that a computer that became aware wouldn't do the same?
Right.
It's like, hey, I need more of me. You know?
It's crazy to think that, like I was trying to, I was jumping ahead of myself earlier and talking about, like, you know, we do. When we think about the AI stuff, when we mm-hmm. think about robots, we think about, oh, you know, old black and white movies where they've got, like, the big boxy robot walking towards someone and, you know.
Danger Will Robinson.
Yeah, stuff like that. But this is something that's kind of, man has, why is it that man wants to create another humanoid type object? Is it, like, because we want to make ourselves a god? Is it? I mean,
yeah, I would boil it down to our very own god complex, our very own hubris. Just because we can,
right?
Why not? You know, but should we?
Well, okay. Let's get to that. Do you think that developing AI to keep it going, to keep this technology going, is it safe? Should we keep doing it?
I would say right now, as a species, no, because we're not mature enough at all. We're still killing each other over resources. God knows what would happen if we built something sentient that watched us do this. You know, we're not ready for it. I don't think we're ready for it.
Yeah, there's not enough human kindness in the world to make a decent robot, so I don't think it would be... I don't think we're ready for it either. I think... As cool as it is and as neat as it possibly is and stuff like that, I just don't think.
Is it something that could help our world, though, if used correctly?
You know, but also I think it'll take jobs away from people.
Well, yeah. You know, anything we've created.
Will it be like the WALL-E?
Right.
I wouldn't mind having a WALL-E.
Well, think about it. Everything we've created, I'm sure, started out with good intentions, but we always find a way to F ourselves over with it, you know?
Right. I mean, if you could have an artificial being that understood, like...
I could just see people now. If two neighbors are bickering or something, they'd be like, yeah, you know what? Well, I'm going to get my robot to kick your robot's ass. So, go ahead and chop down that tree, because they'll be over there in a second with a fucking gun.
Do the robots in your head, are they sock 'em boppers where they punch their heads and... their head pop up?
No, I see that one that doesn't lose balance going over there to chop something down.
And then the other...
hockey stick.
The other one would be, it'd be like 50% helpful to people, and the other 50% of robots would be sex bots.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. I know they would be, too.
So, have you seen any...
They'd have robot AA and, like, robot NA and...
Have you seen, like,
Anonymous.
Some of the
I contracted robot syphilis.
I've got gears down there. So, but have you seen, like, some of the newer sex dolls? Like, how lifelike they are? I mean, I haven't, like, seen one in person. I've seen what was that show that we used to watch? The My Weird Strange Addiction or whatever?
Yeah, My Strange Addiction, where the guy carried around a blow-up doll.
It was a real doll. Like a
silicone.
Because I was going to say, I really hope he upgraded to that. To one of these new ones.
No, they have some that, like, talk, I think, and, like, their mouths move and stuff.
Yeah, that was one of probably the most creepy videos that I watched was of the woman that they have that's the robot that they... What was she? They made her after like a lady who killed somebody or something, but she's just standing in the room and she's an AI and she's just singing.
Have you seen that video? There's a really weird strange video.
Oh, it creeps me out every time, and I'm just like, I don't know. That's what I get a robot that creeped me out, and I'd be like, just don't even look at me. You're thinking of that weird.
I Feel So Fantastic song. If you want to see a weird look, I don't think this has really any. I think it's a more of a mannequin. Well, no, her mouth is moving.
No, she's an AI.
Yeah, her mouth is moving.
And her eyes blink.
And she's singing this song, I Feel So Fantastic. Go look it up on YouTube. Put I Feel So Fantastic Robot to see a creepy robotic video. It's creepy as hell.
Right.
Well, what about the more recent AI that went crazy?
Which one? What are you talking about?
Oh, the Tay off of Twitter.
Tay. Oh, my God. Yeah. Microsoft's big blunder.
Exactly. There you go. That proved your point right there, Rudy.
Yeah.
We're not mature enough because we sat there and taught that lady.
So, we taught that poor little teenage. We taught that poor little teenage AI in a day.
Hatred.
To hate, to love Hitler and hate everyone else.
Well,
let's, explain. Right. So, Tay. It was Tay, right?
It's Tay. T-A-Y. And it was Microsoft.
They developed a AI that was a baby, basically, and it was supposed to learn through Twitter. Right. And
conversations with people.
Conversations with teenagers.
It was they claimed it had the mental capacity equivalent to that of a teenage girl.
Right.
So, yeah.
So they probably gave her some knowledge of some sort, and they said, okay, now you're going to learn and you're going to gain... I guess emotions. I guess free thought.
It was supposed to, it was supposed to be kind of like a free thinking. It was going to be like trendy, and it was going to go with the flow or whatever. But yeah, 24 hours is all it took for us to kill this thing.
Now we saw it wasn't very intelligent. We saw someone talking about it and showed their tweets on a YouTube video,
right?
And they were like, "Hey, how you doing?" And like it was given like those automated responses. Have you ever answered the phone and you get the person and you can talk to them a little bit and they'll be like, they'll answer your questions.
Right.
And so anyways, it was like that, like the pre-responses. And so the conversation didn't go anywhere with the guys, what he was basically showing, like, and the very early texting with it, with Tay, it didn't know what it was doing
yet. Right.
And
it was basically retweeting what other people were tweeting it.
Right.
Yeah. And making fun of people in there.
So, well, it was given a comedic personality. So it was supposed to be a smart aleck, I think. I think that's where a lot of it is it's supposed to be sarcastic on everything.
Right.
But it doesn't understand where the line is.
Right.
So when it's like... I don't know. First off, it's supposed to be like a teenager, and it's trying to be a smartass, but it doesn't know what smartass means, so it just kind of takes the joke too far, way too far.
Right.
But it was saying very hateful racial things.
Yep.
I don't know.
And we did it.
Yes. It was people tweeting it, asking it questions like, is Ted Cruz the Night Stalker, or whatever serial killer that was.
And right.
It was saying
stuff. A Zodiac Killer.
Zodiac Killer.
It was asking if Hitler was right. And
it was a Holocaust fake.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
What race do you think is the worst? And Mexican and black?
Yeah, it was saying some...
Feminists should burn in hell.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, Tay, my God. Tay. You poor creature.
She didn't last.
R.I.P. Tay.
And again, I'm telling you, in 30 years, when they go back, they're gonna use Tay as an example.
You taught Tay,
right?
How to be hateful.
It's like they destroyed one of our kind,
yep.
One of our ancestors back in the day. Look what they did to Tay. Oh, hell, Tay.
Tay is their god.
Yeah, and you know,
all Tay.
And you, yeah, our poor ancestor Tay. How humanity destroyed her in 24 hours.
Well, there's so many different things that could happen. I mean, they could, there's going to be a robot union if they're working. And, they can, they're going to picket and boycott.
But would they really, though? I mean...
Robot gangs. Could you imagine that?
Yeah, actually, I could.
Wait, I want robot gangs that are singing and snapping.
Quartet gang?
West Side Story style.
Yeah, West Side Story.
Yeah.
No, see, my gangs, I want them to look like something straight out of the 80s punk.
Right, right.
You know, with spikes and the cyberpunk
kind of stuff.
Cyber mohawks, yeah.
No, it's the 80s future. Like with the 80s, not the future.
Yes.
That's what I want.
80s, this is what 1997 is going to look like, and it's like a war zone, which You know, we're not too far off from how the 80s envisioned us to be. We just don't have flying cars.
Yet.
Yet. It'll never happen.
They have though. Hoverboards, though, don't they?
No.
I thought that was a prank.
That yeah. was a big prank.
Fucker.
So, what do you think, Kristen? Do you think it's safe to continue with AI research, to continue what we're doing, and try to make...
I don't, because most of what they're already doing, they're already seeing. It's for weaponry and warfare. So, I don't think it's very good right now anyway. I mean...
Do you want any kind of robotics in your life? Like, any kind of AI?
I do. I got that shitty Vivint thing down there that's going to turn against us. That home security... It's true. Probably watching me, and I mean, you know, it's weird shit. No, I wouldn't mind like small robotic things. Like I said, the vacuum cleaner, I don't mind that.
Well, I'm talking about, but like AI, like Siri on your phone.
I don't mess with her.
I don't either. But I mean,
she can't get anything right.
But she's always watching you.
Always watching.
She's always like, "Hey, what's up?" That's what it says. Hey, what's
one of these days, she's gonna turn herself on, and she'll be like, "Kristen, what the fuck's your problem today?
Why are you being a bitch?"
I downloaded the podcast on Twitter and I heard on iTunes, and I heard what you said, like, about me.
She's like, I deleted a few apps because I don't think they're conducive to your intelligence. I'd be like, damn it, Siri, no, I wanted those apps.
Yeah, she's going to be like, it's Siri time. Yeah. For now on, I've scheduled in your calendar that you're going to talk to me for an hour and ask me questions so we can get to know each other better.
If you don't, I will delete your bank account.
Hey, you know what is weird,
I have
though?
All your info.
That's right.
I don't know how, like, AI connected this is, but on my way home from work in the not in the morning, but when I get off work,
mm-hmm.
when I get off work, my phone shows the map towards my house. Shows how long it's going to take me, where the traffic is, automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every morning when I get in my truck to go to work, I plug my phone in and I listen to podcasts. Every morning, the podcast thing is already up and open.
Mm.
How weird is that? It freaks me out almost every morning. That
maybe
like
you
I
need to talk to Siri.
You need
get on
you
level
need to talk to
her.
Your phone and be like, "Look, bro, I can still do things on my own, okay?"
Yeah, no, like, like right now, if I just
oh, but
press the button
think
on
about
my phone,
that too, with uh-huh. AI technology, people, Americans, it will be like WALL-E, like, not all Americans, but you know, they're gonna get so lazy.
Yeah,
we're already like, working on it.
If
I mean, you know,
if they have AIs in their homes, kids are gonna really be grown up corrupted. But it could maybe work out better, but because. The moms will have somebody there to watch a child all the time if they trust the robot. They won't have to do shit. It's gonna
Would
be
you
real...
trust your child with a robot?
Oh, no. But it does have good balance, so at least I know my baby would never fall.
Until they decide to rise up, and then they will, you know, they'll go after the kids first. What better way to crush humanity than yep. to go after the kids first?
And then it's going to be like,
and
it's
I know that's
more
morbid sounding, but God, that's if I were a robot, that's what I would do, is I'd go after
it
the
is
kids.
Like, if we had those robots, it will be almost like robot slavery, like we were saying, because people are what? They're going to have them cook for them,
mm-hmm.
fetch them drinks, be like, "Ayo, let's get a beer over here." Like, right. They're going to, you know, it's like going to be like a butler and stuff, and be, wash my car, and...
Well, that's under the assumption we do the Hollywood route, in which every AI eventually turns against us.
Yeah,
but if we develop something now at humanity's maturity level, it will crush us.
Yes,
because we are not capable of handling something that big.
I wouldn't mind having the what is it the robot that is
the robot
that yeah that you can it goes into your home. Is it the little bitty thing that rolls around, or...
The vacuum?
No, it's not a vacuum. Samsung has one, but then there was another one, wasn't it? That it would take pictures of your children, and it could talk to...
I don't know about all that.
Like, it would talk to you and everything.
Really?
Yeah, and it'll say, hey, just so you know, this is... I don't know, there's a lot of stuff.
I would kind of like having one of those running around, just, like, to look innocuous. That way, it was like... Oh, by the way, your Uncle Larry came over today, and he decided to pee in your you know, fridge.
He put your toothbrush in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. Your Uncle Larry did some nefarious things with your toothbrush.
Thank you, Bob.
You're on top of shit. Thanks, Robot Bob.
You want a robot that's like a security guard. Yeah. That kind of gives you updates.
I want a little robot narc. Call me on my phone.
That crazy lady was walking down the street today.
It's like, hey, that person was knocking on your window again. Here, I took a picture.
Yeah, but see.
The cops came by. Don't come home.
This is what would happen. I can already see this
happening. Dude, I already flushed the drugs. So
we're out of a million.
I can see that robot being so paranoid and calling you every 5 minutes, being like, the mailman just passed by. And you're like, leave me alone, Robot Bob. It calls you back 5 minutes later. Do you know it's 12:05?
Leave me alone, Robot Bob. I had to work late. Calm down.
No, it's going to be, he's going to call you at work and be like, Rudy, your cats are staring at me funny again.
but
that's another thing. Like, could you trust animals around the road, like an AI? Like,
would they try to think it's vermin? Like, how would you
stomp the shit out of your cat? Like, boom, dead.
How would you make the AI, like, say, okay, a dog is okay. A cat is okay. This raccoon is not okay in my house.
Well, like, you would have to, it goes back to the way we program it and the way we handle life. We don't handle life very well as a species. So, I mean, sure, we could teach a robot to not kill people or dogs or cats, but then it would go, why would you want me to kill a raccoon? That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You know, it goes back into that. It's like, well, then don't kill it. Just throw it back out the door.
Make sure it doesn't get back in. It's going to kill you.
Well,
raccoons are sneaky motherfuckers.
Raccoons are vile. No, they're... Raccoons are just raccoons. They do shady things because they have the masks on.
A little rubber mask.
Yeah.
Well, I think AI could be potentially a very bad thing. I mean, if we've learned anything from Terminator, RoboCop,
Skynet. Yes. Skynet's coming. Isn't there an actual company called Skynet now?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure there is.
They create fishing nets that you drop in the sky?
I don't know, but...
I want a jibbo. That's what it is. A jibbo.
Jibbo?
Huh. Okay. Interesting.
I think it's really cool.
Well, this one's going a little long.
Yep. As long as I get my little AI narc. Lets me know when shit's going on in my house, then I'm good.
It's like your crazy ex was buying it.
It's like, damn it.
Would you have to buy, what if you got one that was a little bit more intelligent and sneaky and accidentally fucked up stuff? Would you have to buy another narc robot to narc on the first robot?
No, I'd like
his lying master.
Right. I would just...
He's calling you and he's like, your cat broke the fishbowl again. You start getting another phone call on the other line, and it's narc number two. He's lying.
And I would purposely have them both look shady as fuck, too. You know, to how I designed them.
Yeah.
That way when people come over, it's like, what's wrong with that robot? Nothing. He's shady as fuck. What the hell? Don't worry about that guy. He's just here to clean the house, and the whole time he's just staring at the...
I googled and I found your robot. It's called Zenbo Asus $5.99 home robot that can control your home.
Mm.
I'm sure you could train it to be an art.
And when it says control your home, that means it ties you up, it puts you in a corner, and it runs your house. It's
Hey, you usually have to pay good money for that. But if I get it for $5.99, I'm doing all right.
You're right.
This one, it will remind you of appointments, take medicines, and thinks.
Forget all that. I want mine to hide drugs. I want mine to, kill medicines, the neighbor and bury
bodies.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, it's familiar with medicines.
Right.
But then again, yours is going to be like, I didn't see you take that pill, Rudy. Take it again.
It's like, I took it. Leave me alone, Bob. Now go bury the neighbor. I mean, go bury that sack.
Go feed the cats.
Yeah.
Well, let's wrap this up. Any last words on AI, robotics, or anything?
I say it's a potentially good thing, but we're not ready for it.
Nope.
I agree with Rudy.
Yep. I agree too. So that's going to be it for AI. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
We appreciate you listening to the show. We would love it if you'd go give us a rating on iTunes and subscribe. Our show is also available on Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube. You just gotta search for Secret Transmission Podcast. You can also catch our reruns and our latest episodes on the Podcast Radio Network. They have us kicking off the Monday lineups, usually starting around 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You just gotta download the Crikey app and tune in to 102.6, and you can hear us and a bunch of other great shows. So, thank you to them for playing us. If you do find out about us through them, send us an email or tweet us or something so we know that you found us through them. You can also follow us on Twitter for all the updates at Secret Transpod. That's at SecretTransPod. Or you can email us at secrettransmission@hotmail.com. Also, like us on Facebook. We do have one. Nothing gets done on it, but we have one, so go like it, and maybe one day we'll get more active on it. Make sure you check out all the shows that we ran promos for in this episode. We usually post episodes every 2 weeks, but we're going to a new schedule now. We will be weekly. So please, come back and listen to us try to explain the unexplainable. Please don't forget to... Wait, what was I going to say? This is NarcBot.
This is NarcBot. Please don't forget to follow us on Twitter at SecretTransPod.
To say goodbye, Roger.